A practitioner has one choice. Just one choice. A practitioner has one choice. Oh, boy, oh, boy. We have the choice of being happy, a choice of being successful, a choice of being loving, a choice of being hateful, a choice of being pure, a choice of being whatever we want to be. But we cannot be loving and hateful at the same time. We cannot be whole and perfect and be ill at the same time. We cannot have joy in our life and unhappiness in our life at the same time. We have to only be one thing at one time. And this is what any human being is, what any divine being is. If you're going to be divine, you're going to be divine, and you're going to only be divine. There's no otherness in your life. You have no choice. If you are a divine person and you go in to see a friend of yours who is not feeling too well, and you say to them, gee, you're looking like death warmed over. What's going on in your life? And they, of course, go right further into the depths of their unhappiness. But if you go into your world, wherever it may be, in your home, in your business, in your school, in whatever you're doing, if you go there and you are a joyful, uplifting, happy person, if you have a smile on your face, if you ignore anything unlike your nature, then that unlike your nature does not come into your world. The only thing that comes into your world is the happiness that you are, the joy that you are, the peace that you are, the love that you are. Do you want to be a divine being? We all say we want to be a divine being, but do we really want to be a divine being? Do we really want to? Do we want to tell people before the movie is over what the end of the movie is going to be so they don't have to watch the rest of it? Or are we able to allow everyone to live their life as they see fit, but we see our lives as we see fit. We see everything in our life lovely, beautiful, uplifting, happy, joyful. We see everything in our life that is exactly the way we choose it to be. Not the way we want it to be, but the way we choose it to be. Because to want something means we don't have it. To choose something means out of the grand selection of possibilities, we choose whatever it is we would enjoy having in our life. We take out of Santa's bag the toy that appeals to us. All the toys in Santa's bag don't appeal to us. All the toys in Santa Claus's wonderful bag doesn't appeal to each of us. If you're a boy, you might not choose the dolls. You might choose the baseballs. You might choose the mitt. You might choose other things. You might choose the train or the other sets. You know, but you could be a girl or a boy and equally enjoy a computer. You can equally enjoy what wonderful things a computer can do, the games you can play on the computers, the things you can do with a computer. You love them. You delight in them. And boys and girls alike do that. Today, there are no boys and there are no girls. Everyone is divine. Everyone is perfect. Divine creature, divine being. Now, though you may be male or you may be female, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is you choose to do in your life, it has nothing to do with your gender. It has nothing to do with anything but your choice out of Santa's wonderful bag of toys. And you make that choice every moment of your life. You make that choice for yourself. No. Do you want to be surrounded by geniuses? Do you want to be surrounded by magnificent people? Do you want to be surrounded by happy people, healthy people? It's our choice. We can have it any time we want. Are there happy people in this world? Let's associate with them. Are there healthy people in this world? Let's associate with them. Let's go with them to Santa's bag and take out the toys. Take out the things that delight us. Take out the ideas, the images, the experiences that delight us every moment, that tickle our divinity self, that tickle our divine self. We made a beautiful large sign on the side of the hill here as you arrive at the Absolute Monastery. And the sign says, I am divine. Well, now, who made that sign? Is everyone divine who comes here? Oh, they sure are. Anita came here years ago, and every time she comes here, she stops and makes beautiful little signs, beautiful little symbols along the path. She makes everything glorious. She likes to make everything look perfect and as perfect as it can be. And then she goes away for a few months, and she visits her parents in Switzerland, and she does all the things that she likes to do. And then she goes back again, and she says, oh, boy. And she doesn't say all the weeds have grown up around that wonderful symbol, that sign, that image out there, I like me. All is divine. I am divine. She just gets busy and cleans out the weeds, straightens it all up, makes it all beautiful, and takes a few succulents and put them in there around it, adding to the sign, to the symbol, to the beautiful, beautiful thing, that the thought that she wants to express. Then, so when everyone comes here, the first thing they see is, I am divine. And so they think, oh, that's nice. And then they start acting divine, if they hadn't been before. And they start acting divine in everything they do. They act divine in all their words and all their attitudes. And they don't think that this is what they should do or what they shouldn't do. They just do what turns them on and makes their heart happy, makes their life happy, makes their world just filled with joy and filled with peace and filled with all that is so good and so wonderful and so fantastic. As it makes it feel that way, then that's the way it is for them. That's exactly what they experience. That's exactly what they know. Are you going to be in charge of your life all of the time? Every moment of your life? Are you going to open your heart and open your life and open your thoughts and open your thinking and say, wow, yes, this is great. This is fantastic. This is marvelous. This is exactly the way I want it to be. And if you could say that, and you can mean that, and you can do that, then you are that. And when you are that, then everything in your life is fantastic. Everything in your life is outstanding. Everything in your life is magnificent. Everything in your life is the way it should be. It's the way it should be. And of course, it's the way it is be. It is. Yes, a practitioner does only one thing. A practitioner does only one thing. A practitioner sees all the world as fantastic, as glorious, as marvelous, as peaceful, as wonderful. The practitioner sees all the world as outstanding. The practitioner sees all the world as something that is so magnificent that you just cannot believe how wonderful it is. And it is that way. And it is just that way. Because that is the way life goes on. That is the way our world goes on. That is the way we go on. A practitioner can think only one way, that all is in divine and all is in divine wholeness. And that's the way you think. And that's the way I think. And that's the way we are. So today I'm going to sit my course to build my world beautiful, fantastic, glorious, good. Everywhere I go, every place I am, I'm going to carry a little bit of sunshine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to be uplifting. I'm going to be ideal. I'm going to be divine, because that's what I am. It's already in me. It's already my nature. And as it's my nature, then this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to have. This is what I'm going to think, and that's what I'm going to experience. And this is all that matters for me. So as you join me on this wonderful path of being the ideal practitioner, of being the practitioner who has it all now, experience it all now in every way in your life, and know that you are fantastic, you are glorious, you are wonderful, you are beautiful, and know that above all things, I love myself, and I love you as a reflection of myself, and I love you, I love you. I love you.